Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We're going to have Senator Eric Lucero on with us in just a couple minutes. And with that said, we named the show, Representatives Are at This Point Endangering the Lives of Their Constituents. I think this is going across the boards from coast to coast, from north to south. People are beginning to understand that it's not the job of our representatives to tear down the law, but rather to establish the law in condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. So we're going to talk to him in just a couple minutes. Folks, I've been doing my best, staying on top of my game here. In spite of everything else that we have going on here, I'm pulling these representatives up, and I'm telling them this is the very heart of God, Jeremiah 9:24, justice and judgment, and we see that above the heads of the said representatives, the Supreme Court justices, as they're called in Washington, D.C., where it has Moses and the Ten Commandments, and under him it says justice, the guardian of liberty. So I'm getting into their hearts to understand that if we want to remain a free people, they're going to have to enforce the law, okay? So we're going to be getting together with Eric in just a moment here. Also wanted to go ahead and lead you over to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Go to the top of that page, friends and family, broadcasting into 160 cities. You guys know how vocal I have been about the suppression and the censorship. Well, it looks like now we're dealing with Rumble. They stopped our subscriptions about a month and a half ago. And I'm going back and forth with them right now. And what's interesting is you pay for the service, but I'm not getting the service. So we're doing what we can do on that front, but we're letting you know, go ahead and subscribe. If you have any issues, please email me those issues. We're taking screenshots of everything we have for years concerning what's been going on here in this ministry. And it's not just the live feed. It's also our social media platforms as well as our email list going out. Believe it or not, it's all across the board. And interestingly enough, we're the number one and number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. Go over there, cross-check what I'm telling you. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top SOL Radio Live. Subscribe to that page. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. I also wanted to throw into the point that I just made, friends. Just over the last 5 days, me and Tim have had over 200,000 unique visitors, and our subscription stopped. So this is what we're dealing with here, folks. Okay, we're a little too popular, And the powers that are tolerated by the American people don't like it. But again, we're not here asking the devil for permission to obey God. And this is a clear violation of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Period. Exclamation. Okay? Wanted to also let you know, go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the top left side of that page. When you go over there, folks, you can subscribe to that page as well. But if you'd like to, I want to let you know, go ahead and give us a call. We are going to have Senator Eric Lucero with us in just a moment. So if you got any comments, I'd prefer that you drop them in live chat. But if you got a question or comment and you want to call in, you can. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to remind everybody that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? You all know why. Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Again, exclamation. Who said that? The seventh president of the United States of America. I could go on with quotes just from our forefathers, from the presidents all the way up to Barack Hussein Obama concerning the Christian heritage. When you go into the Capitol, any Capitol throughout the United States of America, you're going to see the Lord's fingerprints all over everything. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. Go to your local capital. You'll see what I'm talking about when you get there. Also, look at the state preambles. It starts out acknowledging the God, the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, with all that said, if you do want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to go ahead and tee this up really quick because I have a question. The first question I'm going to ask Senator Eric Lucero is, what has been the response? What's been the consequence of Ilhan Omar going up in front of a bunch of Somalians here in America talking about how her president is the president from Somalia? If you didn't see it, I want you to see it.
We have a special relationship.
The president and I have a special relationship, she said.
The whole purpose of the United States of
America is to assimilate into the culture. Exactly. I didn't know that this was going on here, but apparently David just wanted to throw himself in there. But it's a video, friends, if you have not seen it. It's interesting, Ilhan Omar, again, caught on tape saying what she really thinks and who her real president is. She calls the president of Somalia her president, our president. And she's saying that as a said representative in the state of in the United States of America, namely in the state of Minnesota. And somehow or another, she thinks she's going to get away with it. And what was interesting is we played this video over and over and over before, and we played it into context. We didn't pull anything out of context. And it's interesting, folks. I want you to listen carefully. When you go online to pull up the video, it's hard to find, number one. Number two, the mainstream media is trying to say that it was taken out of context as to what she had said. No, it was real clear what she said. We heard what she said. It was not taken out of context. But what begs the question is why is the mainstream media and their useful idiots trying to cover for the likes of Ilhan Omar? I mean, this is the same individual in the state of Minnesota who supposedly represents the 5th District of Minnesota. She's also the one of the first things she tried to pass through as a said representative of America. She said she's a representative of the Somalians, which that's what she's doing here, if you don't know anything about the history of these people. But it's interesting, friends, that she called forth a bill asking for insurance companies to cover those Muslims from South Minneapolis that die fighting on the behalf of ISIS, fighting against the American people. She was looking for insurance benefits for them. I mean, the list goes on. She married her brother. I mean, crime after crime, blatant radicalism. And again, she represents exactly what we knew she was going to bring with her, and that's her culture. And that's why we understand that what they're doing in many cases, especially in hers, is they run antithetical. They're not here to simulate to our way. Friends, in the U.S. Constitution, they're here to conquer. And if you don't wake up to history, friends, that's exactly what's going to happen. We're going to come right back with Senator Eric Lucero. Again, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Again, if you want to call in, please do. If you want to leave a question or a comment for Senator Eric Lucero, please do. That phone number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Really quick, what I want to do is I want to switch over to Eric. And, Eric, I just want to welcome you again to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for jumping on again with such short notice. I like to get you up every once in a while, just kind of keep you in there with the people as to what's going on, so on and so forth, to keep people abreast as to the events taking place, not just in Minnesota, but what's applicable to them in other states as well. Well, the first thing I wanted to ask you, I'm not hearing you, Eric. I'm not hearing you. I heard you the first time, and now you're on mute. Interesting.
Testing, one, two,
there you go. Now I can hear you. Yep, but you're really low, Eric.
It's a pleasure to join you in the audience, and yeah, these are important conversations and an important time in our nation and state's history, for sure.
Amen. Okay, so I wanted to just ask you one question before we get going on concerning the topics in particular with what's going on in the state of Minnesota. Whatever happened to the whole Ilhan Omar? What was the consequence of what she was saying at that public speech when she was relating to the Somalian president as her president, relating to the Somalian people as protecting them people? It seemed like it was an exception to the rule when it came to her people, but it didn't sound like we were unified as Americans during that speech that she was caught in. And I'm just kind of curious, has there been fallout? Has there been consequence concerning that speech with Ilhan?
Well, the 5th Congressional District in Minnesota is likely, it rivals the 4th Congressional District in being the most radical, progressive district that there is. And it's unfortunate that the people of that community elected her, re-elected her, and it is up to them, the approximately 650,000 people in that congressional district, to hold her accountable. And do I have confidence that they will? Well, the 5th Congressional District is the district that has Minneapolis in it. Minneapolis is among the most radical, progressive, ideological areas in the country. And do I have confidence that they're going to hold her accountable? I don't.
Okay, so then let me just take this, because I just had the same thought concerning illegal immigration with Joe Biden, the state governors that are advocating for the same thing. Regardless if they admit it or not, they're actually importing them, not deporting them, Abbott, DeSantis, so on and so forth. I'm curious, that would be considered treason then, wouldn't it, on the behalf of the federal government and the state governments, and I'm talking about the president and the governors of the states that are actually alluring them in on taxpayer dollars. Is that fair to say it's treason?
Our public officials, when we take an oath, we are swearing our allegiance to the Constitution, and now I do so with my hand on the Bible.
Yep.
And our allegiance is to the Constitution. The Constitution is what forms our great republic, and that is the oath. Now, are there those whose hearts are somewhere else? Absolutely. Is Ilhan Omar one of those? Is President Biden? Clearly the actions are demonstrating they are not interested in upholding the principles of the
exactly.
Constitution.
Yep.
And yeah.
That was my point.
So is it treason is your question, is what you're asking?
Yeah.
Yes, when you are not following the principles and your oath and loyalty to the Constitution of this great republic, yes, those actions are nothing less than undermining the very core of this great country.
Okay, and thank you, because that was the point that I wanted to make with Ilhan Omar. That is the act of treason. With that said, are they, and I'm not trying to get you in something. I'm not trying to catch you on something here, Eric. I'm just asking you, are they now become governments unto themselves, that they're held without consequence when they commit the act of treason by the other said legislators that swore to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic? Are they supposed to still be held accountable by the rest of the good people in government?
Well, it's not necessarily the other representatives to hold them accountable. It is the role of the people in that community to hold them accountable.
Okay, but that's why we have a representative limited government in this country.
Exactly.
Because we receive our rights from God, then we delegate authority to you, and then you enforce those laws against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. That's what, which brings me to the point that I want to go to today, because I did this with Ben, I did this with Walter, I'm having this conversation with you as well. When you look at, and I brought this up a little bit during the first segment, when you look at what's above the heads of the Supreme Court justices, right? You see Moses in the Ten Commandments. And what do you see right under? It says, justice is the guardian of liberty. So within our system of government, nobody, not one person, has a right to violate the law that the people told them to rule themselves by. I mean, that's what the Constitution is for. It's to confine them within that limited delegation of powers to act out in favor of upholding the law, not tearing down the law. Is that right?
And what does Scripture say when evil people are in power?
That's right. You're going to 12:8 of Psalms. Okay.
Yeah, the people groan.
That's right.
And that's what's happening now. The Constitution has created these roles. One of the roles is the executive branch, President Biden, governor on the state level. And when somebody assumes that role, President Biden, for example, on the national level, and they are choosing not to follow the laws, not to enforce the laws, what is the consequence? The people are groaning and are having to live with the consequences of those that are deliberately violating the law in opposition to the Constitution. So
Okay,
that's
so
where we are.
Okay. So I'm still driving this. The heart of God, Jeremiah 9:24, is justice and judgment, love and kindness, which brings about repentance, and going back to who we are as a people under the rule of law. And when I look at, and you're right in saying that it is the people's responsibility. There's no question about it. But they have representatives that are supposed to, in a sense, I don't want to call them leaders because we don't have leaders in this country. We have a representative government. Again, our leader is the Supremacy Clause, Article 6, Section 2. It's your job to faithfully execute those laws, Article 2, Section 3. And it's also our responsibility and the representative's responsibility that when they see things like this, that they are to impeach, Article 2, Section 4, and prosecute after impeachment. That's what I want to go to, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Where are we at in the state of Minnesota with bringing impeachment to those that are advocating and acting outside of their scope of authority? People are beginning to feel, Eric, that their said representatives are at this point endangering the lives of their constituents by allowing the other side of the aisle to do the things that they're doing outside of that scope of authority. What say you?
So the role of the legislative branch is exactly as you explained. It is the role of the legislative branch, specifically the House of Representatives, to introduce and pass articles of impeachment, to send it over to the Senate, to hold members of the executive branch accountable. That could be the governor, but it also is the Secretary of State, Attorney General, and State Auditor, in this case of the state of Minnesota. Articles of impeachment must originate in the House. I'm not in the House now, but when I was in the House, so I can speak a couple years back, I did chief author articles of impeachment against Secretary of State Steve Simon for his clear violation and finding by the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals that he violated Minnesota election law.
Okay.
And I introduced those articles of impeachment. Unfortunately, the majority is the Democrat Party, and they would not allow those articles of impeachment to even be brought forward.
Okay, so how do I have a voice? This is like a cop pulling me over for a crime that I committed clearly, and I look at the cop as a criminal acting outside of the scope of law and in violating law, transgressing law, 1 John 3:4. That makes me a lawbreaker. At that point, I forfeit my right. How do those, as you just said, on the left, how is it that they still have a right to do the wrong thing when the law stands behind you to enforce it against them? I'm curious.
Well, it's not. As a member of the legislative branch, I can't enforce. That's the executive branch.
Yep.
But what needs to happen, so your question is, how is that happening? Well, you need people that have the executive power, that have the police power, to enforce the law. That would be county prosecutors. It would be the attorney general. And our attorney general, he is the good friend of Ilhan Omar. It's Keith Ellison.
Yeah.
And so he's been one tasked with enforcing the law. On a Hennepin County level, the largest county in the state of Minnesota, it's Mary Moriarty. She is actively going after law enforcement officers instead of those that are criminally violating the law. And so your question is, how do we enforce?
Yeah.
Well, we need to have people that are willing to enforce the law.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so we have, just talking about Minnesota right now, nationally we have 329.5 million people that are dealing with less than 1.7% of the population that the mainstream media needs to embellish to be much bigger than the majority of the American people, and that's how they're getting away with what they're getting away with. The people are drinking in the Kool-Aid, yet 94% say they don't agree with the media, right?
Hang on a second. Perish for lack of knowledge.
That's right. Hosea 4:6. Eric, I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back to this. I got two more segments. I want to keep you on for both. Is that good?
I can probably do one. I've got time for one.
Okay, we got one more. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com again. We'll be right back up in just a moment.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. A judge in Atlanta is rejecting a bid to disqualify Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis for prosecuting former President Donald Trump and his co-defendants for trying to overturn Georgia's 2020 presidential election. The judge ruling Willis can remain on the case, but she must cut ties with the deputy she had a romantic relationship with. As far as what this means for the embattled DA, former Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins says,
the problem you have going forward for Fannie Willis, and she's got to make a real decision here, is it worth going forward with her at the helm with all of this that has been tainted? We've not ruled out bar complaints and also the Senate investigation here in the state of Georgia.
Cleanup continues after tornadoes struck Indiana and Ohio. Officials saying at least three people died in the tornado in Ohio and others were hurt in a separate tornado in Indiana. Heavy damage was reported in different areas of Ohio after five tornadoes were confirmed in the state. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're talking with our friend Senator Eric Lucero, and I am trying to get to the bottom of this in the sense of people needing resolve because of people that are beginning. I'm beginning to hear rumblings across the boards, across the country, as a matter of fact, that the said representatives are at this point endangering the lives of their constituents by not enforcing the laws against the people that we're talking about. They don't have a right to break the law, but it seems like, and again, I'm just going to lay the rubber to the road, and so we can all understand. It doesn't seem to me, and I've said it, here, let me say it this way, Eric. I've said it this way 1,000 times. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. I got people right now saying, you know what, the said Republicans, which we know constitutionally don't exist, nor do the Democrats. We are Article 4, Section 4, a Republican form of government. We're ruled by law, not by the majority of the people. But what it does lay to at the front door of 5.9 million people in the state, this is what I was going to, is Eric is right in saying if the people are going to tolerate this behavior within their government, they're going to continuously do it. They're adding strength to tyranny. But then where do you come into play, Eric, to put a stop to their tyrannical edicts? I mean, I can even go back to Tim Walz over the last 3.5 years concerning the pandemic. We had federal judges throughout the United States telling everybody that what the said governors were doing was completely unconstitutional. It was a violation of the 14th Amendment. We had state governors standing up doing the same thing. But then when you'd go down to the store, you would see the people following the edicts of the tyrant rather than the law that keeps them free if they're willing to obey. And we also noticed at the same time, simultaneously, these corporations were enforcing that which was called in law, unlaw. And so therefore, what I see happening here, Eric, is I see what's, especially in Minnesota right now, because my all eyes are on Minnesota right now, what I'm seeing come from within the halls of the Capitol right now is a provocation of war, nothing short of it. You cannot... go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I want you to talk.
So... our founding fathers recognize the reality of human history, thousands of years, and that is the spirit within humans. Unfortunately, some seek to overrule others, seek to confiscate the individual liberty of others. And as time has gone by, the course of history, those people will assemble together, they will amass people that will follow them, and then willing to use force to abuse a minority. And that minority could be religious-based, it could be ethnic-based, it could be whatever base. That is the history of humanity. Our founding fathers thought to devise a system that would divvy up the power and have the checks and balances to attempt to minimize that threat against humanity. Unfortunately, the system requires people to be informed, and it requires people to take action. The media in our modern day, whether it be legacy media or social media, is deliberately denying people what's happening. And if the people are unaware, they are unable to take action. But those that do take action, they have to be large enough in number to effect change. So those of us like you and I and the many others in the audience, we see what's happening, but there has to be enough people willing to take action. That's how our founding fathers affected change when they threw up the shackles of tyranny.
Okay, so let me
need to do the same, because the threat of tyranny never ends. And that's why Benjamin Franklin said, what kind of government did you give us? A republic, if you can keep it. If you can keep it requires constant due diligence.
Yep, okay, so let me put that into perspective. It was less than 3% of the population, 13 colonies, and 56 signers. That was the way minority that established this Republican form of government. Eric, make distinction between a Republican form of government law, not the majority. The law condemns the governor. The law condemns the attorney general. The law condemns those that are advocates. We're under attack at every facet of our given lives right now, so much so the governor takes a little boy that wants to be a girl with a dress on and then legislates. He calls it, which is complete, folks, that is criminal at every given step. And if he didn't tell the American people, especially the people in the state of Minnesota, who he was and what he meant to advocate, well, guess what? He came out and he did it. So far as to say we can steal your kid and we're still blaming what we call the left that doesn't exist, we are ruled by law. If I am in a republic and 99% of the 5.9 million people go along with lawlessness, we're still supposed to be ruled by that law, even if it's 1%. And that's what we're looking for. Because what's going on in the United States of America, nobody agrees with. Nobody agrees with, except those that are violating the law at will in hopes of tearing down that Constitution and recreating it in their own image. People are being moved in a different direction right now, Eric. And the fact of the matter is, if they're said legislators don't move on it, who is going to move on it? What that precipitates is war, because this is a provocation of war at every step. I mean, you got legislators, they call themselves, alluring illegals to come into the United States of America on our dime and then rewarding them. And I knew that what was coming was they were going to begin to attack our women. They were going to attack our police at every given level, and it's already what they're doing. I, sir, am not going to stand by, and I'm not going to watch that, Eric. I don't care if the whole country does what they do and giving it a pass, but it's time that the people of the United States of America, especially our said representatives, starting with the church, that's first and foremost, and then an extension, the government. It's time for us to stand up and put a stop to this, regardless if we have to stand alone in obedience to the Lord, because the Lord does not need a majority, Eric. He needs one man or one woman to do so. But he's looking for that one.
The battle does not begin with government. The battle begins with the people, and you are spot on with the churches. And it is a strategy of the hardcore radicals and of the spiritual enemy to distract and to cause the church to be diluted. And that if the church is strong, the communities are strong, and if the communities are strong, the people are strong, and their voice is effective. If you can erode the churches, which is what we've seen in over the last decades, then you erode, you create that cascade effect, and then you get to exactly what you said, which is lawlessness.
Yeah, that's
the lawlessness is continuing to abound, and that's their goal.
Yeah,
that's their goal, and that's why we need to continue to build up and stand for truth.
Yeah, that's one thing. I personally don't care what their goal is. You know, it's like asking the devil for permission to obey God. I'm not going to do that. I was thinking about our conversation today on the way home. I was running around a little bit today, taking care of business. And I thought, because I've been in the book of Jeremiah, and it's interesting that the Lord sent that lone prophet, that one man, to the church gate and to the government gate to reprove them and tell them to reform themselves. And over again, what kept coming to me, wait a second. If judgment was the inevitable, because I've heard this from you, and I've heard this from Walter, that, you know, this is the end, this, that, and the other thing. I don't know if that's exactly where you're at, but I know that I had that conversation with Walter and a little bit with you as well. If that was the truth, the Lord would have never sent a watchman in the first place. The book of Lamentations was written because the people didn't listen to the watchman. We're there right now. We're in that position right now.
Paul emphasized running the race hard until the end. Even if we are at the end of time, I think that's what you might be referring to. Even if we are at the end of time, the closing of time is about to happen. Even if that were the case, that doesn't change our responsibility.
That's right.
We are to run hard.
Occupy.
We are to deliver the message of truth all the way until the end.
That's right. And that's where we're at. But for me, when I look at our posterity, and I look at what the forefathers did for their posterity, they weren't sitting there talking about how we're going to be raptured from responsibility. And you can rest assured, there was a whole lot of people saying, there's no way we're going to be able to deal with that military might across the pond under King George. That would not be ruled by God. They trusted God, and don't forget about the Black Robe Regiment, those unsung heroes, because they were the ones that really led the whole war of independence, but they trusted God, and we know that by the flags that they were flying and what they established and which we still have today. But our forefathers gave us an example, and I'm thinking of Hebrews 13:7, that we're to follow the faith of those that have gone before us. And when I look at the Declaration of Independence, they were the ones that told us if it becomes what it becomes today, we're to throw that off. That is not an act of rebelliousness. That is an act of obeying God and obedience to God and bringing about a reformation and saying, we're done with this. We're done with this. But these people need to be held accountable for their crimes, because what I'm hearing come from within the Capitol right now is way beyond the unthinkable. What's going on with the attack on the church, real quick? I got you for three more minutes.
Yeah, totally. So in the state of Minnesota, trying to be real quick here, we have a list of protected classes, race, religion, sex, etc. And those are protected classes that have existed for a long time. There is an exclusion when it comes to religious institutions or organizations that they are allowed to have that exception so they can hire people and freely engage in their religious worship as they see fit without the interference of government trying to mandate that a religion, somebody, let's say, that a Christian has to hire a Muslim, or that a Jew has to hire a Muslim, or vice versa. Last year, they added to the list of protected classes gender identity. They deliberately did not create that exclusion, so therefore, religious institutions, allowing the government then to go after the church and other religious faith institutions for discriminating against hiring somebody whose sexual confusion or gender confusion violates the basic tenets of the faith.
Yeah.
They're deliberately setting up an attack on the church.
Yeah, Eric, I got to tell you, I'm going to find the next what they call a sodomite church because I'm going to apply for a job there. I'm going to go to the next mosque, and I'm going to apply as an imam to that mosque. And if I don't get the job, I'm going to come right to you, and we're going to go ahead and create a lawsuit to bring it down upon their heads so they can get a little taste of their own medicine. I'm not playing this game. I'm tired of it. I appreciate you, Senator Eric Lucero. Thank you for your time, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, as always.
Yep, thank you.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. I just want to put this in context for everybody. I want a couple more phone calls up there, please. I want this to be your show. What were your thoughts about that conversation? I constantly revert back to this because we need to constantly revert back to this. We need to go to the cross. Let me give it to you in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14. I come from a military family, okay? My grandpa was in World War One, where, by the way, 116,516 men fought, bled, and died fighting against tyrants that the American people are now succumbing to in their own backyard. Two of my uncles served in World War II. 405,399 men fought, bled, and died fighting against tyrants that you're submitting to here in your own backyard, Americans. my dad, who I didn't know my dad, but I talked to him on the phone once, and he had told me that he was in Korea where 36,516 men died. He was picking up body parts from the waters. My cousin Charles was killed in Vietnam. 58,121 men fought, bled, and died. Every year that I'm able, I take my kids to Arlington Cemetery so they can see the price paid for the freedoms that we have today. There's no excuse. They didn't make excuses, friends. They laid it down for me and you to give us what we have today. What, Americans, are you doing with the freedoms that you have? Listen, I am all about reformation. I am tired of diplomatic individuals and those that are willing to fraternize with the enemy that means to destroy us and our children within. When they have zero right to break the law, liberty is the right to do what the law permits, said Charles D. Montesquieu. Absolutely. That which is being tolerated right now in government is what's destroying the people. That which is being tolerated amongst the people is what's destroying you, which will destroy and enslave your posterity. That is not at all what our forefathers left us. It is not at all what my family left us. And I, by the grace of God, am not going to go to the cross of Calvary, seeing God's hatred for sin and so much willing to redeem us through the blood of His Son, to take His own Son, the King, giving His life for the criminals, me and you, and redeeming us through His Son and spitting on that cross and saying, you know what, that's okay. I'm not going to take my obligation. I'm not going to listen to your commands. I'm just going to go ahead and do what I want to do. And I'm going to run it out and live my life for as long as I can. That's exactly what they said when Jeremiah was prophesying to the people. They wanted to return and serve their gods. Isn't that interesting? Absolutely it is. I got some calls up here. I'm going to take them right now. We got Chris. Thanks for hanging on, my friend. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What were your thoughts about that conversation, Chris? Curious.
It was electrifying. Everything that what I called about. One of my favorite psalms is the one about who is able to dwell with the Lord in his tent, his holy tent. And I think it's Psalms 15. And it says that they who despise evil, one of the things that was listed, the word commanded to despise evil, and that's what this thing with the measles, it's the tipping point for me. I'm done, and I'm saying it. There needs to be they're declaring war. They're asking for a war. That's what I'll say.
Well, that's what it is. I mean, when you threaten to take somebody's kids away, you threaten people that you're going to take the jab or else. If we're going to come into your church, and those that are dressed as men, if they want to use the women's bathroom, you better let them know. This is tearing down of the society that our forefathers established. And everything
but
that we...
Go ahead. Sorry, they already know. They already know that all the churches.
Of course.
When I was in Virginia, I found a church that didn't wear a mask. Didn't wear a mask in the height of COVID. I went to that church. It was an hour away from me, because they were real. Those people were real.
Yeah.
And that's what they know. They know the church is a joke.
Yeah. By the way, Chris, that was Psalm 91. Just for the record, we got Linda calling from Missouri. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Linda?
Thank you, Bradley. Great show today. The great senator was mentioning what the founders, our wonderful founders, were talking about a government system of the Republican form was wholly suited to an educated populace. We don't have that today. One of the little questions I put in the chat was, you know, what percentage do you think across all age groups even know what the Constitution says? I can't believe how small of a number that know anything. It's sad.
It is, but here, I do want to say this, okay? So, I am a preacher by the grace of God, His call, not mine. With all due respect, I'm not saying that in a way where I'm being disrespectful. But it's interesting, the law of truth is supposed to be in the church's mouth, in the preacher's mouth. And I'm talking about Malachi 2:6. And how many professed Christians that I've talked to that are said representatives, they don't even know hardly what the word says. They take it out of context, as well as they don't even know the Constitution that they're supposed to uphold, Linda. And it's their responsibility. Everybody acts like what's going on, the end result is all being left up to the Lord, when the Lord is looking to the church to keep his commandments that they might live, Proverbs 7:2. But that's not what they're doing. And I want to say this, amen, too. And Linda, I just wanted to say, too, I totally agree with you. But we here, with all due respect, we all know what the problem is, right? That is one thing I've never wanted to be a part of, was just the problem. That's why I'm in the Word every day of the week. That's why I'm in the Constitution. That's why I'm reading. That's why I'm in this war, is because, as King David said, he knew more than the ancients. Why? Because he kept the testimonies of the Lord. He was a doer of the Word and not a hearer only. I don't realize, or should I say, I don't think people have come to the realization yet that what's about to come on them is going to be so overwhelming when that boot drops that they're not going to be able to undo that boot. And this is going for the gusto. And we've already got the hissings. We've heard the hissings, as it talks about in the Bible, from foreign lands as to what they intend to do. We see the federal government. We see the state government working against us and opening the borders and giving our land over, which is a part of judgment. That's just the tip of the iceberg. But you know what? What's crazy about all this, Linda? I still believe we can get to the other side of this. Why? Because I believe. And I do believe, and it's not one of those, I'm not one of those evangelicals where I'm going around and hyping things up and bolstering the effect of the Word of God without experience. No, I'm not that stupid. But I do trust the Lord when he said he's faithful unto 1,000 generations. And if he was faithful to the generations from before us, he'll be faithful to us too, regardless if it's a majority or a minority. It matters not. Those are my thoughts.
Thank you. I think that we're so much better off if we just keep his commandments like he wanted us to.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. 1 John 2:4, it's interesting. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. And it tells us in 1 John 3:6 and 3:9, he that abideth in Christ sinneth not. That's real grace. It can also take that over to John 8:11 as well. We got Steve calling in. I'm sure we're going to get him all full. Steve, we got about 2 minutes left. Go ahead and give it to us, my friend.
Well, for years the Republicans been telling us we gotta vote for the lesser of two evils. But Jesus told us you don't fight evil with evil. And I called my state rep after caucus night and I said, when is the Republican Party gonna quit fighting evil with evil? Because Donald Trump having sex with a porn star isn't really much better than Joe Biden showering with his daughter. And they finally had one of the biggest victories they've been promising us for 25 years. They overturned Roe versus Wade. And then they let the Democrats turn their greatest victory into the biggest loss. And we had Scott Jensen and Trump running saying, we got to give up pro-life, when that was the one greatest victory in 25 years. Well, they take their greatest victory and it gets turned to a loss. The Democrats turn every single loss they get into a victory. And that's the problem with Republicans. They're just weak, pathetic, and everybody's puking over them now. And I'm more worried that Trump will win. I don't want Trump.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Steve, what's interesting about that is I would probably, I would heighten my flags being up and my alerters being on with my eyes and my ears concerning him coming back to office, because I don't think people understand how dictatorships operate. But what they're doing is they're welcoming back and they're actually promoting him and elevating him to the position of just that. And that is the history of dictatorships. Steve, I totally thank you for your call, my friend.
Think Gideon.
Amen.
I tell you, he wants more people.
Amen. Judges 6. Amen. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. I got you from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time tomorrow. Thanks for hanging on, guys, and thank you for your thoughts.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Tom.